then that's one of the grandfathered in ones. Everything else would have to go through the resolution.
Another way you could do that is if they sell their home, then you could pass a resolution and drop it back to one.
We could.
You don't have to.
We could if we think about it. That's the thing. It's something we'd have to keep on the top of our minds.
Well, that's why you're on the town council.
I can't remember everything, Mark. We can't even make it meeting on time. So there's a couple options there. There's something to think about.
Yeah, and so that scenario you brought up, there's a 45-day period that person has to reapply. And I think in that period, the town could find out what the new owner, what kind of business they're going to run, and if the town likes it or not, and they can, in that time, set the resolution to decrease it by one or just keep it the same. So I think with keeping the resolution, I think that covers the majority of hypotheticals and keeps the town in control. There's always things that could happen, but I feel like it covers what we want quite well, just because it can be changed back and forth. I don't know.
Just as long as it reads, so that the town kind of has the decision to, either accept or deny it.
Right. Okay.
We'll leave the wording up to you, Andrew.
Thanks.
No pressure. Yeah. Do we feel like that takes care of that section? Anything else? Okay. Well, we're almost through it. Section 9 is called Enforcement Provisions. Part 1 says, any owner of any dwelling within the town of Meadow who allows or permits occupation of said dwelling as a short-term rental as defined herein without having obtained a business license in accordance with the provisions of this section shall be in violation of this section, shall be guilty of an infraction, which shall be punishable by a fine of up to $750 for each such violation. In addition, in the event that such dwelling is on the waiting list at the time of violation, the business license application for said dwelling shall be removed from said waiting list, and the dwelling shall not be considered for the short-term rental business license unless a new application is submitted. I think that's good to have.
How do you enforce it?
That's a major problem.
That's the question you can ask any day.
I like it, but
how do you enforce any it? Of our town council or our planning and zoning, you can ask that, because it's just how it always is.
You need a hired gun Gestapo.
The town marshal?
The ordinance.
This is off topic, but I did some work in Minersville, like GPS surveying water meters. The town water operator was the marshal too. So maybe I could get hired as the marshal.
Marshal Andrew.
Yep.
We used to have a town marshal.
There was?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
There was a town marshal and a justice of the peace.
Wasn't Orville Beckstrand the justice of the peace?
Yeah.
Because he built that wooden room on that house we used to own over there, and they said that was his office when he was justice of the peace.
Oh, there you go.
And the town bought him a .357 revolver too.
Yeah. Really?
I just know that's what they told me. That's what wood room on the side of my old
that
house
was. Cool. I'm going to start putting in applications.
Let's do it. Yeah.
He's been dead
30
years, so a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, you mentioned that they had their liability insurance, but there was no limit.
Yeah. Should there be a limit on it?
I advised that there was.
What was that?
Something pretty.
Yeah.
is section 3 for.
It's number 4, proof of liability insurance for the residential short term rental.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not familiar enough to know. Is it. Does the town have the right to say, like, what the limit is at?
I would think so. I mean, there's minimum liability requirements for car insurance, isn't there? I think there would be for something like that. I think your homeowner has minimums here.
Yeah, I don't know. I might phone a friend on that one. Cause that, I mean, it would be something to at least double check, make sure we don't overlook that, because it could come back and bite us. So I'll take a note to look at that. Part 2 of section 9. Any owner of any dwelling within the town of Meadow who, having first obtained a business license for use or occupation of said dwellings, thereafter operates or permits operation of said short-term rental in violation of the terms and provisions, shall be guilty of an infraction and shall be punished by a fine of up to $750. What's the difference between that and the first section? Or is it just a repeat? I don't know. But I think if it was written like that, we'll have the attorney see if there's a reason for that, or if
there was.
Part 3 talks about arrest. Part 4. Violation of any provisions of this section regulating short-term rentals shall constitute a separate offense for each day said violation occurs or continues. Part 5. In the event of 3 or more violations of this section committed by owner or guest, or any combination of the two within any 12-month period, the town council may, depending on the nature or extent of violations, proceed with the revocation of the business license for any short-term rental property in accordance with the provisions of the General Business License Ordinance. Okay. I think that's good to have there. And that pretty much wraps it up. There's a section about complying with state provisions, repealing, and that's basically it. So, yeah. I'll go through and wherever there were notes, I'll rewrite it and have a fresh version for next month. But I feel like we're pretty close to having a public hearing on it. I think we should meet one more time at least before that, just to make sure it's polished up.
I agree.
But I think it's close. So is there anything else we want to talk about for the Airbnbs? Or anything from the public?
Let's keep it 2 for now and leave it alone.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else anyone wants to bring up, just general, before we adjourn? Okay. Someone want to make a motion?
And I move that we adjourn.
I second up.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And adjourn our meeting.
necessary to go back to work.
He's gonna force it every quarter, so it's a big issue.
Maybe that's the thing, pay a town marshal.
That'd be you need a certain kind of person to fill that job, otherwise they're gonna hate them.
Well, you gotta have somebody with the qualms.
I've never seen that.
That's what I mean, it'd have to be like, you know, I can think of a couple people that are dead now that would have probably been able to do it. Yeah, I would
love to.
Thanks, Andrew.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, he's like, because I got in with his, he used to dog Santa with his guy.